Welcome back. Here's what we want you to consider tonight. Censorship and freedom of creativity or expression in films. And more specifically, we are going to talk about Daulat, a local political thriller film which will depict the dark side of Malaysian politics where winning come at all costs. And as you know, the movie stars Vadida Imran, who plays an ambitious politician in a party that has just lost an election. And she is actually plotting a comeback. And it has been announced that the movie is now in post-production and is slated to be released in the middle of this year. But will it be released? Considering all the chatter in social media, there are numerous things talking about it. There are doubts whether these films will release.
What is not in doubt, Hafiz, is that in fact the party that lost has come back to power.
Yeah.
Now, I wonder though, I want to go back to an earlier time. If you remember, Finas used to have a slogan, Film Kita, Wajah Kita, which was a kind of horizon that filmmakers were supposed to aspire to. The idea that our films should actually carry an image of ourselves. But in many ways, it was an image we wanted to project to the world. It was aspirational. It wasn't the reality. The problem with this film, apparently, is that it shows the real side of Malaysian politics. People speaking in the language they speak in reality, not in a scripted Dewan Bahasan Pustaka kind of way.
Yeah, I think they show the real dark side of politics. And I guess not many people would want politicians to be seen in that way.
Well, many politicians don't want to be seen in that way. I don't know about the rest of us, because I think over the recent crisis, we've all seen the dark side of many politicians in this country in full view on our national screens. I think what is interesting about this film is that many of us haven't actually seen anything of it except bits and pieces, right?
Yeah.
A couple of seconds here on Twitter, that's how I encountered it. And it was powerful scenes, but then trailers always often have this. And because
best parts,
and also I think for the film itself, this conversation that we're having, it's great because we're talking up the film and also perhaps lending some support to its struggle with the censorship board.
Basically, it's promotional for the actual film. And what I think here, Sharad, what's important here, Malaysian filmmakers would ever want to produce a masterpiece like Parasite and everything, these sort of films should be given room to breathe. So that, you know, creativity can grow and we can get more gritty genre-bending films that, you know.
Absolutely, like Parasite was. And we also know that Malaysians now are no longer limited by what the government wants us to see. We can see anything we want through Netflix to any other kind of platforms that are available online. So why should Malaysian films in particular be penalised when there's a kind of free-for-all with films coming from abroad and from every other nation? Then why should Malaysian films be constrained by what some people, unelected people, in the censorship board or in government or in ministries decide we ought to see?
But I think the game has changed here, Sharad, because I think what you mentioned is basically the previous administration. We are facing a totally new administration who has not yet chose the communications minister, the home minister. So it could probably be a whole different ballgame about what is actually considered can be censored and what is not.
Well, this is true. We don't have a new government. Some people say it's kind of back to the future, if you like that reference. The question, of course, is can we actually look back at the way in which cultural policy has been set in this country? Has there been a real shift? We had 22 months of Pakatan Harapan government. Did we actually see a shift in cultural policy and a shift in mindset from the government about how it relates to culture? I'm not sure. The question is an open one for the new government, as you said.
Yeah, exactly. And I think this conversation will continue on and continue to grow as we wait for the new government. And I guess that's all we have for you tonight on this edition of Consider This. Thank you so much for watching. I'm Hafiz Marzuki and with me, Sharad Kutan. He will be back tomorrow with Melissa Idris at 10 p.m. for another edition of Consider This only on Astro Awani. Good night.